Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another quick rant of truth. I'm Tyson Harley on the Scales of Truth. This one about another. Does this part of science ever talk to that part of science? Because you guys have already found that this is a thing that causes this problem. But over here, you're saying, let's treat it using this thing. Okay, so background for this is Quick Rant of Truth 063, a bibliography for upcoming episodes. Also, the background is The Scales of Truth 026 and The Scales of Truth 025. And so let me open that one up real quick so I can read the full title here. Scales of Truth 25 is journal articles on adjuvants, nanoparticles, toxicity, autoimmunity by man's choice. And then let me find 026 just a second. Okay, Scales of Truth 026 is nanoparticles, autoimmunity, and hypothyroidism. So it's a follow-up to the Scales of Truth 25 and 63. And so on 25, let's see if we have some details to tell you. Well, I'll just tell you this, and then we're going to find just a couple of excerpts from there and let you listen to some of the bibliography, some of the real high points, still going to make this short, and then going to point to this article that, despite what science has found, is with a straight face saying, hey, this would be a good idea, when science, if it would talk to each other, would say, no, that's specifically a bad idea. We specifically discovered that it is. So for this Scales of Truth 25, this is a comprehensive pull together of info from the sources, among others, listed in Quick Rant of Truth 63. There you'll find many of the scientific journal articles that are citations for this. Again, this one's called Journal Articles on Adjuvants, Nanoparticles, Toxicity, Autoimmunity by Man's Choice. And spoiler, as usual, if wisdom falls away once there's rationale to use something, its toxic effects on humans as they take it, quote, for health and on the general environment be damned. And once that rationale is placed, we make things worse and worse. After we allow it, we'll study and study it, but never with any real eye towards finally saying, what have we done? We must stop this. All right, I'm going to find just a couple of excerpts, both from the bibliography that backs this up, and then maybe from this article really quick, just to give you a tease to that. And then we'll go to the main part of this episode, which is, so how are you saying with a straight face what you're saying? I don't get it. Okay, here's one from Quick Rant of Truth 63, going to give you one or several of the various articles. Again, what you're looking for is this idea of the connection of autoimmune diseases to the nanocarriers of vaccine of drugs or the adjuvants of vaccines, which turns out they're very much related. I think it's just basically synonyms, the adjuvants for vaccines and the carriers for drugs.
First, in Pharmacological Research, October 2015, Vaccines, Adjuvants, and Autoimmunity. 2020, COVID-19 Vaccine Frontrunners and Their Nanotechnology Design. Next, Journals of Materials Chemistry B is the journal, and the title is Nanomaterials-Based Vaccine Adjuvants. Cytotoxicity of graphene oxide and graphene in human erythrocytes and skin fibroblasts. From the journal Chemical Research and Toxicology, September 2011, Biological Interactions of Graphene Family Nanomaterials, an Interdisciplinary Review. From September 2013, in the journal Colloids and Surfaces B, Biointerfaces. Hard Corona Composition and Cellular Toxicities of the Graphene Sheets.
So there's just some of that bibliography. you can see is definitely connecting these nanoparticle carriers and or adjuvants with some toxicity. Let me find just a couple quick excerpts from the more main podcast, and then we'll get on with this absolutely contradictory thing as to kind of wrap up this episode. All right, first excerpt from Scales of Truth 25. Here we go.
Looking at graphene oxide, the long story short is that it's a nanoscale nanoparticle. This is all based on journal articles. It's all based on journal articles. Was some of it kind of echoed in regular, more popular science? Sure. But you can go find the abstracts that say it's a nanoscale razor blade. It's a nano blade. And it creates damage. Now, they'll call it interaction, but all the way to the point of puncturing cells, they'll call that interaction and, quote, interacting with the nucleus itself of cells. So this nanoscale razor blade basically is used and, in fact, and can also destroy macrophages, which are a part of the immune system.
All right, I'll find another excerpt. All right, second excerpt.
Okay, so then you find articles that say, well, can we use this nanoblade as an adjuvant in vaccines? And you go, well, that can't be right. That would be really, really stupid. Why would you use A, nanoparticles, and then B, a nanoblade nanoparticle as an ingredient in vaccines? And so then you find out, well, adjuvants, as you may know, are used to supposedly boost the immune system response, supposedly just to boost it a little. So you've got the main response, which is, okay, we're presenting you with a dead virus or some part of a virus or a live attenuated.
All right, you know some of the rest of that. The big point there is that the adjuvants are supposedly, if you don't have a general immune response as well, then the specific immune response isn't going to be enough. And so to get the general immune response, they rationalize throwing nanoscale razor blades into your body by, holy crap, the body reacts like, what the hell are you doing? We got to get rid of these. That's called a general immune response. So you add great toxicity to the body, you get that general immune response, and that gets to be a yay instead of a holy crap. Why would you introduce that poison in there? Because our solution isn't anywhere near as elegant as we always want to say it is, that without the general immune response, you're not getting a whole lot of effect regardless, even though we always talk about, no, it's just so that you can see the pattern of the key, and therefore you can have the skeleton key that locks with it, and that will neutralize it. No, it's more than that. Without the general response, most of these vaccines are just not enough. So they put nanoblades. They put nanoscale razor blade type articles, nanoblades, as carriers. All right, next excerpt. Give me just a second. I was previewing that on two times. Here we go.
That you'll make the connection yourself. So autoimmunity and adjuvants is where I went next. And it was just straight up a journal article about it that just says they are linked. And the reason that they're linked is because adjuvants include heavy metals, and autoimmunity of all types are linked to adjuvants. Now, of course, they'll say, but of course, the vaccines are still worth it. And to which I say, well, what if you could get to the same positive benefit of vaccines, oh, without using the toxicity of the adjuvants that create autoimmunity? So very quick.
All right, there's an next. All right, this next one's really, really important, and then that'll be enough of just proving to you that there is some connection, but there is a lot more to listen to in the Scales of Truth 25. I'll let you listen to this little blurb, and then we'll get to this article that's contrary to what science knows if science would only talk to itself. Here we go. One last excerpt from the Scales of Truth 25.
Autoimmunity is created is because metals, for instance, bind very, very tightly to human cells. Okay, very, very tightly to human cells. This is in the journal articles. This isn't me guessing. And because of that, the body, therefore, cannot tell the difference between self and other. and therefore autoimmunity. So you've got a damaging aspect to now a human cell because it's tightly bound to the human cell. And therefore the body sees a damaging aspect and also identifies the part that's self and gets it mixed up and then can attack self later because it's been bound to the harm, potentially, and I don't know exactly if this is how it works.
Isn't that insane? That is just insane. So the metals are bound so tightly that then the body doesn't know the metal from the self because the metal is too much one part of it and does not separate from self, from the body's material. And so then just like in a vaccine, the idea is, does the body see some part of the virus because it's seen it before? And that it catalogs some part of the virus, allegedly. And then because it's catalogued some part of the virus, it knows to attack something that looks like that later. Well, if the harm is some part human and some part too tightly bound metal, then the body might potentially miscategorize the human part as a risk. Hello, McFly. So the connection's very clear. It's very obvious. If science would talk to itself. And yet here we have in Clinical Immunology, September 15, an article called Nanoparticle-Based Autoimmune Disease Therapy. Nanoparticles as vehicles for immunomodulators. These are the highlights now. Nanoparticles as vehicles for antigen delivery to APCs and nanoparticles as direct T-cell targeting compounds. Okay, so this is literally about, man, autoimmunity. What if we used nanoparticles to help treat autoimmunity? I just told you very, very clearly. It has a toxic effect, and part of that toxic effect is deliberate. There's two aspects. The toxic effect is an adjuvant in the vaccine that therefore causes more of a reaction in the body. Never mind that because it's too small, it can bind too tightly when it's metals, for instance, to the human body, and then the body can get mixed up from the metal. But also that then sometimes they're so small as drug carriers that they'll cross the blood-brain barrier and cause problems there. They have been specifically tied to antidepressants that use nanoparticles as carriers past the blood-brain barrier. And these different antidepressants have been tied to all kinds of autoimmune disease, as have other drugs that use nanoparticles as carriers or vaccines that use nanoparticles as adjuvants. That's because inherently they don't belong in the human body. They're not of a biological scale. They're of an engineered scale so small that the body does not detect them like they would if they were naturally occurring materials of the same substance, naturally occurring forms of the same substance. The body does not detect them as such. The body cannot handle them in the same way. The body misdetects them because you're introducing an entirely unnatural form of what the body would otherwise kind of be able to take care of or at least recognize a bit. And yet we have an article, never mind what science says, because one side of science insists on not talking to the other side of science. That is these drug delivery and pharmaceutical part of, quote, science, insists on not talking to the part of science that looks at toxicology, that is how toxic some part is. And then instead they'll cheerlead and talk about the benefits without the risks. It reminds me of Democrats in politics. Nanoparticle-based autoimmune disease therapy. How can we use nanoparticles in order to treat autoimmune diseases? Nanoparticles cause autoimmune diseases. The journal articles say they do and even explain the mechanism. So that's your latest trip into lunacy in quote science. All right, guys, thanks for listening.